I feel like we're like NBC Nightly News broadcasting live from Hurricane Something. We are inside Glamp Town. Alex,
I look like I'm in a compromising position because I'm like bent down in front of you, but I'm using your belly to block the wind.
Trust me, this has been done before by men and women, so I'm not embarrassed at all, and I'm not going to charge you for it. Hey, I want to talk about some driving stuff. We are obviously are here at IMS for the Indy 500. We're hanging out inside Glamp Town, and I saw this story, and I actually thought of producer MYK because we talked about it on air before. He spends on average what $600 to $700 a month on Uber and Lyft.
Asinine.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. So this story has to do with a Lyft passenger where she ends up kind of like being annoying and then flips out on the driver. So this first cut right here is when the woman thanks the driver for letting her use her like kind of a seat cover because she had like a really runny nose. So
Okay. She
used it to blow her nose. So that's like cut one.
Ew. Thank you for extending me your seat cover. Considering I had nothing, you offered me you didn't offer me anything to blow my nose. Thank you for the seat cover.
You haven't spoken to me since you gotten in the car. I said hello, how are you?
Thank you, madam, for you considered me your jealousy from picking me up.
I'm jealous of
yes,
picking you up.
You are so jealous from picking me up. Thank you for offering me your seat cover.
You're welcome.
Ew. So, okay, she sounds tanked, first of all.
I was going to say, is it drugs or drunk? What are you predicting right now?
No, you can tell the difference. The way she's talking, she's drunk.
Is that like you after you have a couple of like drinks, you're like, hey, thank you for your kindness.
She said, madam.
All right, so this continues on. The woman then asked the driver what else she has to offer because she wanted to have the thing to blow her nose.
Yeah, I've been in like a Lyft car before and they've offered you like gum or a water.
All right, let's see how this goes.
What else do you have to offer me, madam? You were telling me how much of a princess you are. What do you have to offer me? Anything else to blow my nose? A napkin? Like I was asking you for? You have no napkin?
Do you really want to make it this next half a mile, or do you want to walk it, honey?
Do you want to...
a quarter mile.
I have the right to kick you out of my car.
Excuse me. What do you want to offer me?
I want to offer you 0.4... mile.
Whoa.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, you're gonna tell me to shut up?
I said shut your mouth, yeah.
You're gonna offer me to shut up? That's all you have?
Yeah, I got one glass of shut up.
Wow, that is awful. I can't believe she didn't kick her out as soon as she blew her nose on the seat.
I know, she was way too calm. I would be like, get the heck out of my ride. Wow. Well, it continues on. The driver gets mad and a little bit madder, but the thing is they're almost at their destination, but the person doesn't know where her destination is. Cut three.
What are you going to offer me?
I have nothing else to offer you, honey.
Nothing else to offer me except to get out?
Yep.
Ew.
Listen to her nose.
Just like you.
I'm sorry, what?
It's disposable, just like you.
Ooh. Disposable, just like me. Just like your customer, you're not going to offer me nothing?
What do you expect me to offer you, honey? You obviously have something going on.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're going to offer me nothing.
In 800 feet, you will arrive at your destination.
That driver's like, please get me there. 800 feet, Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm shook. I can't believe she was still letting her stay in that car.
I wonder, like, if producer MYK has ever been on a ride like that before, where it's just terrible. They're coughing. They're blowing their nose everywhere.
Ugh.
All right, we're not over yet, though. But keep in mind that cough that you just
not
heard.
Not over?
No. All right, the passenger starts coughing some more.
Okay, hold on. Pause.
Yeah.
You're saying coughing like she's actually coughing.
She's
fake coughing.
It's like me, like, if I was like...
No, she sounds like Karen from Mean Girls going, I'm sick.
But here's the thing, in the video, you see it, she's in the back seat, the driver's up front, she leans in like as if you were going to cough on me to be rude and like get me sick. She's doing it on purpose. And listen to cut number four, she keeps on coughing, and then the passenger is white, the driver is like darker skin, like Puerto Rican, I think she says in the video.
Okay.
Listen to her, she says the driver's racist now.
So where is your destination? Is it on the left or the right?
Right, you know.
No, GPS just says in 0.1 mile.
I just told you what your GPS is.
765.
Services, right?
765, 9th Street
yeah,
North.
Yes, 765. Your patient's treating me like because I'm coughing. And I'm blowing my nose. Your patient is treating me like I'm what? Like, I'm sorry, I don't have the same skin tone as you.
You're Where is your apartment?
No. I don't have the same skin tone as you, so you're kicking me out of your car.
What is that supposed
What's supposed to mean? I don't have the same skin tone as you, so
your
you're
ride is
me
over.
Out the same car.
Your ride is over.
Yeah, my ride is over.
Your ride is over.
Because I don't have the same skin tone as you. Because.
What? I hate this girl. She's the worst, that poor driver.
Producer YK, real quick, it's a separate cut. Can you play that cough again? I have it just isolated. I want to hear her cough again. There's no way it's real. All right, let's play the last part here. It finally is like, what do you think is going to happen now, Alex? How do you think this is going to wrap up? Because she's saying she's racist. She's saying that, you know, like, she wouldn't give her anything.
I hope the driver runs her over.
All right, let's hear how this wraps up right here.
If you don't back up.
Because I don't have the same skin tone as you.
I'm a Lyft driver, and if you could please call the police, that would be awesome.
A Lyft driver, you...
Are you...
Spit on her.
What the I'm getting out of your car because I have the same skin tone as you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Will you please call the police?
Yes, I will. Right?
Call the police.
Kidding me?
Call the police right now. Yep.
Hey, you might want to turn her loose, man.
Yep.
You're a bad, aren't you? You're a bad.
Buster just texted me. He does afternoons on radio now here on 100.9. He's like, hey, do you got that girl's number?
Is she single? Wait, remember when we first started the show, you told a story about how you took a girl home from the bar and you guys were drunk and she gave you H1N1?
Is it her? I can't go into detail. Okay. I can't go into details about how I got H1N1 from that girl.
Ew.
And I also got pink eye. That's a whole nother story.